When is this shit going to end? Quarantine, isolation, ugh, it's fucking bullshit. All because of some goddamn bat. Fucking stupid. What? What do you want? What the fuck do you mean, what am I mad at? Don't you see? We're stuck in this fucking house for weeks now. I can't go outside, can't meet with my boyfriend, can't party with my friends, all because of stupid coronavirus, which probably isn't just a normal virus, neither, and some dumb fuck bucked up in a lab and accidentally let it out. Like, who the fuck is asking these scientists to do these kinds of experiments anyway? Nuclear bombs aren't enough? I just don't get it. Why would you feel like you have to create a biological weapon at this day and age where we already have crazy motherfuckers in the government and shit anyways? Anyone with a brain knows that those type of weapons won't get any fucking where in the future. Not to mention how much fucking money is being wasted on this dumb shit. Invest in shit that's useful, like creating medicine for all the viruses we can't fight with to this day. Not this nonsense. And for what? Someone's fantasy? Get out of here. What? All right, smartass. Maybe it's not proven that it's someone's fault. And maybe it did really come from the animals. And maybe it did spread naturally this quick. But it still doesn't make the situation any less fucking annoying. Fuck. Relax. It is what it is. Dude, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? I am about to fucking explode or something if I don't get what I need and soon enough. What is it that I need? I don't think you want to hear that. Because it's not something you would want to hear from your sister. Dude, just stop asking, okay? I'm not going to tell you, all right? Fine, I'll tell you, but just promise you won't go running around the house telling everyone about it. Yeah? Can I trust you? Are you sure? Okay, just come closer then. Closer, stupid. I don't want anyone to hear this. Okay, listen. I need dick. What? You wanted to know, right? So there you have it. Now quit whining. No. I warned you and told you it wasn't something you'd like to hear, didn't I? What? Can't I just silently bring my boyfriend to my room? Fuck no! Why? So you can snitch on me to parents? And besides, I don't want to catch no corona either. I mean, I'm not one of these people that spread the virus because they think only elders catch it. I'm not stupid. Huh? Oh, you wouldn't tell on me? Yeah, I bet, little bro. Whatever. Just fuck it, all right? It's not gonna work. You think I haven't thought about that before? Well, why do you care anyways, huh? I don't know too many brothers who would be okay with knowing that their big sister is banging some dude in another room. Wouldn't that be kind of awkward for you? I mean, you would most definitely hear me moan and stuff and probably hear the bed squeaking like crazy. you know these walls are tiny? Besides, I know you have a little crush on me. No, no. A big crush, actually. I bet you would be mad jealous. Right. Let's be honest. Most little brothers at some point in life have a crush on their big sisters, especially when they're as hot and as cool as I am. Well, maybe not now, because I'm just so frustrated by the situation, but usually I'm the coolest big sister, and you know it. Wait, are you seriously telling me right now that you never thought of fucking me? I hope that's not what you're trying to do. That's adorable, little brother. Do you realize I still remember those boners I used to give you whenever we sunbathed outside? No way. Are you blushing? Aw, look at you. It's okay, though. I mean, you were just a little boy back then, and your hormones were going crazy. I know you wished I could have just put my hands on you back then and fixed the problem for you. That's why I teased you so much. You were such a fun toy to play with back then. Don't deny it, little brother. I know little boys think about sex all the time. You didn't control it back then. And I'd put all my money on that you can't control it now either, when you're finally an adult. After all, I got only hotter and hotter over time, didn't I? No. You don't think about me like that. Ever? Brother, I can read you like a book. Please don't make me prove it. Prove what? Prove that you're still my little boy, of course, who has a massive crush on me. I can't prove it. Are you sure? So you're saying that if I take this shirt off of me, your face won't turn into a complete tomato instantly? Oh, I'm gonna do it. You know me. Oh, that wouldn't be fair. You say, why? Is that because you know that you would get hard in front of me and make a fool out of yourself? No. Okay, then. I guess I can do it then, if you're so sure. No, again? What is going on, little bro? Are you scared? Are you scared that I'm just gonna embarrass you with this hot body of mine? So, wait. Did you just admit it? You do have a crush on me. I knew it. That's kind of strange, though, you know? No, not the fact that you have a thing for me, but the fact that you really admitted it just now. Well, because I know you, and I know that you would never take an L that quick. What could possibly be the reason? Oh. I think I get it. You just want to avoid the embarrassment I talked about earlier, don't you? You don't want to have to deal with the emotions that you know I can bring out of you at any time. Is that it? Well, that's too bad. That's too bad, you know, because the thing is, I'm bored right now. Mm-hmm. And the little talk with you, well, it calmed me down a bit. Yeah, I'm not angry anymore like I was a few seconds ago. And also, I just reminded myself of just how fun it was to torture you with my beauty back in the day. I can't help but smile and giggle a little bit the more I remind myself of all the anxiety I gave you. I was a bad, bad big sister. And you know what? Ain't nothing changed. Because I think I want to play a little game with you right now. I just thought of it. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. Just you and me, one-on-one, in my room. Oh, yeah. We are going to my room. Give me your hand, little bro. Did you not hear me? Don't make me repeat myself. I said, give me your hand. Good boy. Listen to what I say. Always. Now come with me. This is going to be fun. I promise. Here, sit on my bed. Now, oh, wait, one more thing. There. What? Don't worry about why I locked the door. Worry about why I made you come here and sit on my bed in the first place. You know I usually don't just let you in here like that. I can see how nervous you are. Still, not as nervous as I like you the best, little bro. Let's fix that. By taking this little shirt off of me. There we go. What's up, brother? Why did I do that? Why do you think? Didn't you figure it out yet? Damn, I thought it was pretty obvious. We're going to play my favorite game. It's called Teasing My Shy Little Brother. Only this time, we can go a little further, because you're an adult now, hence why I locked the door. I'm sorry, little bro. I know this is kind of inappropriate. I shouldn't bully you like this, knowing you will be super uncomfortable real soon. Especially since you really are the sweetest thing ever, and I really love you. But you have to understand, it's quarantine season, and I love to fool around. And since my boyfriend isn't here, you will have to take his place. That's right, little brother. I'm actually surprised I didn't think of that earlier when I was getting mad and stuff, throwing all those F-bombs around for no reason. when I literally have someone I can use right in this room? Shh. No, I don't want to hear no complaints. You know Big Sis doesn't like that. Just shut up and listen to what she says. And you might just get rewarded. It's not like I'm getting touchy with you or anything anyways. Yet. Just showing off my body to you and watching you. Don't be a pussy and just accept the challenge, little brother. Let's see if you can win this little battle and not look away from me. It shouldn't be too hard, right? I know you can do it. You should be thankful, if anything. This might be the last chance for you to ever see me get naughty like this. Look at this gorgeous pair of breasts of mine. Don't you just wish they were all yours? Don't you just wish you could take my top off and play with them? I mean, aren't you just so curious how my nipples look like? How about you beg for it? I might just accidentally unbutton this thing and drop it, you know? I mean, unless you still want to pretend that you're not liking this, then we can just forget about everything, and then we can just forget about it ever happening. What's it gonna be, little brother? Are you gonna pass on such an opportunity just to save your little pride? God, it feels so good when I squeeze them like that. Come on. I know this drives you insane. Just say please and I'll expose these two babies to you. I want to hear how good you can beg me. I'm not going to laugh at you, I promise. I make my boyfriend beg too sometimes. And sometimes I beg him. It's normal. You won't look weak. You'll look cute. And that's how I want you. So, be cute, little brother. Beg me. Beg me to take my top off. Come on, I know you can. That's a good start. No, I'm not laughing. Keep going. Okay, that's enough. You did a good job. Even better than I thought you would. Now, as promised, I am gonna show you my breasts, or should I say, tits. Huh? You like when I talk dirtier like that? I bet you do. So, let me show you my tits, little brother. There we go. You like him, cutie? I love it when you're blushing like this, stuttering. It makes me want to eat you up like this. Keep being cute like that, and I might just come for you. Mm. You like that, don't you? Yeah, you naughty boy. You want this gorgeous body all over you, don't you, little brother? Look at what you're doing to me. Look where my hand is. He got me touching myself between my smooth legs. I really just couldn't help it. I don't even know. My hand was slowly going there. You're doing something to me. You always did. I just never admitted it. And I guess I didn't want to accept those kinky thoughts. Because it's wrong. But now, oh brother, my sweet, sweet little boy. Oh, I'm so hungry for you. Oh, hungry for that boner that just formed in front of me in those pants of yours. No, don't try to hide it now. What's the point? I've already seen it, and I want it, and I'm gonna get it real soon. But first I'm gonna watch you and taste my wet little pussy through my panties. Oh gosh. I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't believe what I'm saying and doing right now. This is stronger than me. You're too damn hot. Okay, that's it. I want you right now. No, don't move away from me on that bed now. You're the one that wanted to know why I was mad. None of this would have happened if you just minded your own business. Yeah. You brought this on yourself. And now, I gotta have you. Nothing in this world will stop me from putting my hands and body all over you. Keep pulling back. I'm gonna catch you anyways. There we go. Got you. Don't try to break free. I got you pinned by your wrists. You are not winning this battle. Besides, why would you want to break free anyways, Isn't this your biggest dream, To have me look down at you with my eyes, seductive and full of a hunger like that? Come on now, stop squirming. Calm down, little brother. Calm down. Yeah, there. That's better. Now, look. I know this is way different from what I used to do. I used to just tease you with my sexy outfits and whatnot, but to be honest, this is what I always wanted to do. I don't really know why. You just work on me somehow differently. You make me want to put you in your place, dominate you, and then just use you and abuse you. Not abuse you and negative way, like I want to hurt you, but rather abuse you sexually with my love for you. I don't know. It's hard to explain. And it's because I know you secretly want it just as much as I do. You've always wanted me to take you like this. Am I not right? Like, just be honest, little brother. When you were a kid and we sunbathed, you always dreamed I could get on top of you out of nowhere and grind against your boner until you come in your pants, didn't you? Especially like this, when my gorgeous tits are out right in front of your face. And then you would pretend that you didn't like it because you have a little rape fantasy, don't you? Come on, don't be scared to admit it. I saw the audios you were listening to recently. All of that incest and rape fantasy stuff. Mostly big sister and little brother stuff. And you, the listener, is the one that's getting raped. I didn't say anything because I didn't care that much. But now, all the memories and stuff that we talked about turned me on so much, and you made me so fucking wet. I just want to go one step further and fuck my little brother. I want to break some rules. Don't you want to do the same? We can even roleplay and pretend that you don't want this. We can pretend that I'm raping you. It's gonna be so fucking hot. Come on, little brother. Let me have you. Become my plaything until this quarantine season is over. Become my little pet. My little sex toy. Please. I can make you feel so good too. It's not only about me. These kisses are just a tiny piece of what I have to offer. I know you're not too experienced, but I will take care of you and guide you like a big sister should. Just say four words for me. Say, fuck me, big sis. Please fuck me, big sis. Normally, I would start off by licking and sucking your cock, but I haven't had a dick inside me in so long now. I just want to put it in and ride you till I come. Till you explode deep inside of me. In your heart already anyways. I can feel it as I'm pressing against you. Just let me have it, okay? I'm gonna get completely naked for you right now. Can I trust that you won't move once I get off of you for a second? Yeah? You swear? Okay, little brother, don't disappoint me. Here. How's that? Hmm? You love a sexy body, don't you, little boy? You always wanted to see it. Well, now you can have it. Look at this ass of mine. It just begs to be spanked. Okay, let's pull your pants down and see what you're hiding down there. Holy shit. Wow. Oh, brother. That's amazing. How could you hide it from me for such a long time? Gosh, it's fucking gorgeous. I know what I said earlier, but holy fuck. I really need to put my mouth on it now. There's no way I can skip over having a taste of this hard cock. It's okay if I put my mouth on it. You don't mind, right? Wait, why am I even asking you? This thing already belongs to me. Oh my God, brother. I barely put my mouth on it and I can already taste that pre-cum. It's delicious. Fuck, I'm sorry I started sucking it like that without a warning, but couldn't help myself. I want to push the stick hole into my slutty throat. Holy fuck, little brother. Oh, fuck. I could blow you like this for a whole fucking day. But my pussy is craving your dick even more than my mouth is. I want to push you deep inside of me and ride you like a wild animal. Oh, you're okay with that, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna do whatever the fuck I say. Because you are my good little boy, right? You want to be a good little brother for your sweet big sis, don't you? Good. So lay still. Let me sit on your cock. Oh, yes. That's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. That's such a good size. Oh, it feels so good. When I slowly move with my hips like that. That's not enough. You know that, right? I like it harder. And faster. You're gonna have to let Big Sis use that hard cock, aren't you? Yeah, because you're gonna want to make her come, don't you? Oh, good boy. Big sis will make you come too. Just don't do anything. Lay still. Be cute for me. How cute and hot for your big sister. Just like, oh fuck, not. Are you ready? How's that? Much better than my mouth, is it? Fuck. I'll tell you how many times I've thought about doing this. I guess I'm a hypocrite for calling you out on having a crush on me earlier. I'm the bigger pervert here, Loki. Fuck, your cock feels so good inside me, little brother. No amount of fantasizing could have made it feel this good. Fuck. It's so fucking deep inside me. Goddamn. I can't believe I'm finally pouncing on a cock. After all this time in isolation, and your tech feels so fucking good in my wet pussy. It's way bigger than my boyfriend's. It does. His dick doesn't even compare to yours, little brother. Fuck. You're so good at this. You feel so fucking good. I'm gonna teach you how to do this, little brother. Teach you how to do this so we can do this all the fucking time. And you can please me while we're both stuck. I feel myself getting closer, little brother. Fuck. Do you feel like you're getting closer too? Yeah. You want to come together? Yeah. Let's try and come at the same time. I want you to fill me up as soon as I come on this tech. You can do that, right? I know you can. Oh, shit. Shit. I can feel it. It's coming. I'm almost. I'm about to fucking come on that hard cock. Fuck, it feels good. And I want you to shoot your load as deep in me as possible. Do you understand? Just let it go right in my pussy hole. Don't hold back. I'll count to five. You're going to fill me up on five, okay? Here we go. One. Two. Three. Four. Come on, are you ready? Just let it go, baby. I know you can do it, little brother. And five. Come now. Oh, come with me. Coming. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, little brother, he came so much at me. So good. Such a good boy. Fuck. That was amazing. I needed this so much. Thank you, little brother. Let me clean your cock now. Lying when I said your cock is much bigger than my boyfriend's. Yeah. Yeah. You have a really, really good dick. And I think that I'll be visiting your room way more often from now on just to get my fix. I barely experienced this thing, but I'm already addicted to it. I can tell you that. I'm gonna sleep with you tonight, okay? I'll sneak into your room when parents fall asleep. We'll lock the door and fuck under the covers until the sun rises. We can try all the known positions. And then we can try all the other ones. And then maybe we can try anal. I've never tried it before, but my friends who tried it before told me it's really great when you do it with someone you really trust and love. So. There's a long road before us, little brother. We're gonna have so much fun together. And not only during this quarantine season. No. I plan on fucking you even when everything comes back to normal. I could break up with my boyfriend too if you want me to. But that is in the future. And right now, I think I want a round two from you, little brother. Shh. Lean back and enjoy. I'll get you ready for it. Mm.